There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming, playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
The National Council on Youth Sports Safety, co-chaired by the 16th U.S. Surgeon General Dr. David Satcher and global health leader Dr. Elliot Sorrell, is bringing the PASS National Tour to Northside College Prep High School on Saturday, March 14th, 2015. The Chicago Community Huddle on Concussion will be a fun and educational opportunity for the entire family. Join them for innovative breakout sessions on policy, technology, and coaching. Create memories in the PASS photo booth and get interactive in sports safety clinics on concussion, hydration, and overuse. Sponsored by Safe Kids Worldwide, the day ends with the player's perspective, including a panel of professional athletes, moderated by Carrie Champion. Athletes, parents, coaches, trainers, educators, and health professionals are welcome. For more information and to register, click on the banner to the right for this free and informative event from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, March 14th.
Listen. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are at home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The shock and awe of the injuries to D. Rose and Patrick Kane have been hard to shake off, but the difference between the two comes clear when you look at the injuries themselves. Patrick Kane's broken clavicle, a clear roadmap to recovery.
This is a nice, sort of clean type of injury that we can say, okay, you know what? 8 to 12 weeks and he's back. And we can count on it.
That's Dr. Sherwin Ho, an orthopedic surgeon at the University of Chicago, talking with Mully and Hanley this morning. On the flip side, and considering what we've seen with the recoveries from past injuries, the Bulls aren't so certain when Rose will be back. He is set for surgery tomorrow, and a timetable will be set then. Gar Forman's going to meet with the media afterwards tomorrow morning around 10:30. Blackhawks in Florida, first time they'll be on the ice since Kane went down with that clavicle injury. Trade deadline's coming up on Monday, but movement already. Last hour, they've acquired forward Spencer Abbott from the Maple Leafs in exchange for defenseman TJ Brennan. Abbott gets sent right to Rockford to play for the Ice Hogs. Panthers, by the way, traded for Jaromir Jagr today. The Bulls will host KG and the T-Wolves tomorrow night. They have the night off tonight. NFL, a judge has ruled in favor of the Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. That pretty much clears the way for reinstatement to the league. Josh McCown negotiating to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that should be all wrapped up by tomorrow, and the Chiefs are set to release tight end Anthony Fasano. Baseball, K-Rod going back to the Brewers. The reliever signs a 2-year deal, the terms not disclosed. And Blue Jays outfielder Michael Saunders stepped on a sprinkler head at spring training, and now he needs knee surgery. He's going to be out until the All-Star break. Scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Your Menard 670 weather forecast, the lake effect snow warning winding down a bit, a wind chill advisory overnight through tomorrow with wind chills reaching as low as 25 below zero. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
Coors and Bernstein.
Coors and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on the Score.
Goal! Brady! Swinging a long one to left. Tagged it back. Gone into the White Sox bullpen. Light it up. Slam for Greeny. Sox leads 7-3.
There's a long one into left field, and he's done it again. Grand slam, Joe Greeny.
Greeny, the game-winning homer here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Sox win. They come back and beat New York 7-6 on Greeny's one-out single here in the ninth.
This kid, he's always great in the clutch, and everything seems like he makes something happen.
Base hit. Joe Greeny's fourth hit, his third RBI.
Back through the middle, and that's going to be a base hit.
Go for
4. Joe Greedy with 2 home runs tonight.
Greedy! Yes! What a play by Greedy!
Let's give that man a gold glove now.
Greedy with a diving catch to his right. First World Series game. Greedy again on a dive to end the inning. Here's a shot into deep right back at the wall. Another home run for Greedy. What a postseason Joe Greedy is having. He is making a name for himself. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
Thank you guys for coming out and supporting us. And we couldn't have done it without you guys. The support's been great all year long, and this is for you guys. Thank you.
Boers and Bernstein.
Joe Greedy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
103 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Boers and Bernstein, you ask, why are you playing those highlights?
Well, because Joe Creedy's in town.
Joe Creedy.
We thought we would say hello. Yeah, why those highlights?
Why those highlights?
Joe joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, you You know, you're a great dad. I got to talk to you before we get into why you're in town and what's going on, because you're a guy that, like a lot of players, that always plagued by an injury. Your back bothered you most of your career, right? I mean, that had to be, we're talking about Derrick Rose's injury and his continual problems and so, but you're another guy that was kind of hurt by the fact that your back never seemingly was right. I mean, it slowed you down and made you, I think, retire early, right? You weren't ready to quit.
No, I definitely wasn't ready. It was a very frustrating time in my career, and you know, to have to sit there and watch you guys play, and especially after we won the World Series, and then we got close in 06 again, and 06 I guess was or 07 was the first time that my back started really bothering me bad, and it was just like I said. There's no more frustrating time in your career than having to sit and watch your team play.
The only thing worse than that was watching the White Sox in 07.
Yeah.
I would say, I know your back hurts. All I can tell you is my eyes hurt and my ass hurts. And it was, I don't even want to think about 2007. But you know what? When you think about the fact that no matter what happened, no matter what physically, no matter what difficulties, you got that damn ring. And I would imagine that as the years go by, even though, I mean, I can't believe already that it was, you know, a decade ago that it happened. But how do you put into words what it means to have accomplished that, to have been a part of that?
Man, it seems like as years go by, the more and more you appreciate it. And like you said, I can't believe it's been 10 years, but being at Sox Fest this last year, I mean, seeing all the support and all the fans showing up to, you know, all the events that we had this past January, I mean, man, it's as like we just won it last year. You know, they're out there supporting and, you know, just getting huge ovations. You know, it seems every year it gets a little louder and louder. And it's neat to be a part of it and to think that the fans are still that emotional about it.
Well, they are because they're able to tap in immediately to what they felt. And even though it was sort of fait accompli, even though it was a sweep, I think...
Oh, yeah, 11-1.
Yeah, I mean, it really was... It wasn't just the World Series championship, but it was just one of the great postseason performances by a team in the history of baseball. You know, the four complete games at one point and everything that happened. And then there was all that, like you say, the year after, you know, 90 wins and Jim Thome and all that. And I think people thought that, oh, maybe there's more. And I guess as you get further removed from it, you realize just how it has to be savored in the moment.
Oh, yeah. And even in 05, you know, we had a 13-game lead. It got down to a game and a half. I think that was it was more pressure playing in September than it was in October. And I think that's what catapulted us to 11-1 record in October, was playing those games in September. I mean, it was tooth and nail there for at least 2 to 3 weeks that month, to where it was like, there's no way we are going to blow this lead this late in the season. And, you know, I think it really brought everybody together. And like I said, it catapulted us into October, and it seemed like everything was almost, you know, the way the pitching was, it was almost everything fell into the right place at the right time. And, man.
Still feels good, doesn't it, just to talk about it?
It does. I still get chills talking about it. Because I still can't believe we won.
And you're in town now with our friends at Leinenkugel. You are going to be at Slugger's and celebrating the return of a favorite Leinenkugel product, right?
Yep. Summer Shandy. It's that time of year. It's hard to believe looking at the snow outside.
Yes, it is. My old fishing buddies, the Light of Googles.
So it makes it feel like baseball's back and you can have a summer brew as part of it. What are you doing with your life right now? Are you working or are you just fishing? What takes up your
what
time?
What are you doing, Joe Creedy?
Oh, man. I run cattle. I kind of grew up on a farm when I was younger, and it was something I've always interested in doing but was never around because of baseball, and then, you know, with retiring and stuff, and I had an opportunity to come along, and I said, you know what, this is what I'm going to try. I'm going to try it out for